Joining us today, we have Lynn Bartles with the Denver Post and Ivan Marino with the Associated Press. Just wanted to get both of your takes on opening day and the governor's State of the State speech.
Well, I thought the governor's speech was interesting in that it really reached a tone of reaching out to all parts of the state. Republican state legislator Jerry Sonnenberg, who's been a critic of Governor Hickenlooper, said it was the best State of the State address he's heard. He's now heard 8 Democrat speeches from Governor Bill Ritter and Governor John Hickenlooper. So I thought it was interesting. There was so much positive response from Republicans, from some who said, that was great, but don't quote me.
The governor touched on pretty broad brushstrokes, talking about economic development and job growth, a lot of things that people could agree on, and also talking about the state coming together amidst a lot of tragedies.
Well, it's true. I mean, these are usually very cordial affairs. Even in the worst of times, you would be hard-pressed to have members from the opposing party saying pretty nasty things. And like Lynn said, a lot of the Republicans seem to have a very positive reaction to the speech. They like the fact that for instance, that he, the governor, is proposing to increase the state's budget reserves, some of his ideas to reform education by changing the way that students are counted. They like some stuff, but there were also some comments of like, well, it's an election year. What else can you expect to hear from a politician about more bipartisan and coming together and trying to appeal to more voters?
And Lynn, at the beginning of every session, we hear lawmakers in both parties talking about coming together and working in a bipartisan fashion. How likely is that this session? Obviously, they do agree on a lot of bills, but when we talk about major policy changes.
Well, it's always the job of the minority party to say, here's what the majority party's done wrong, and here's the way we should do it. Just like the majority party always says, look what a great job we've been doing. I thought it was interesting that in the Senate Minority Leader Bill Cadman, a Colorado Springs Republican, I called it his stroke stab speech. He would stroke them with some nice comment and then kind of stab them about, but you did this last year, but you did that last year. It's kind of what you do on opening day.
Any bills stand out to you so far, Ivan?
You know, so far, we haven't really seen some of the bills that a lot of us are expecting to, like, repeal some of the gun restrictions. We do have now a proposal that would repeal the new renewable energy standards. This is doubling the standard that rural cooperatives currently have. So that's already been introduced. There are a couple of bills that we've seen in the past, some gun rights legislation from Republicans, like allowing people to have a concealed handgun without a permit. The Make My Day Better law, which would give businesses some protection when they shoot an intruder at their property. So we've seen some of the stuff that we've seen in other years.
There's a lot of criminal justice bills that have been introduced, just breezing through them, you know, penalties for trying to fake the results of your drug test, the DUI felony bill, et cetera. There's always a lot of criminal justice bills introduced, but I was just kind of struck by how many as I was going through them. Then there's the ones where you kind of think the Scottish license plate bill, the little oddball ones that kind of make your day.
Making the King Cup cactus the official state cactus of Colorado, which one I'm sure we'll all be watching.
Okay, thanks. That was Ivan Marino with the Associated Press and Lynn Bartles with the Denver Post. I'm Benta Berkland, and this is Capital Conversation.